Good morning, students of Sibah Business School. To you and your family, the greatest of congratulations. This is indeed a great day in your educational life, a great day in the life of your parents and grandparents who sacrifice for you to achieve what you've achieved today. In your further progress and in your achievements and in your passing forward, please don't forget where you come from, the difficulty the pensioned father and mother had to support you, to put you to school, to put you to varsity. And when you achieve your successes, always go back to where you started. I'll give you the story of a child in Paddy, in the Eastern Cape. A mother comes and collects a food parcel. She takes a food parcel and she says, "Thank you very much. It's during COVID-19. She says, "Speak to my children. They will tell you the taste of every plant in this area. My children have been eating plants." Dear friends and students, we need to reverse that in our country. We need to go back and give back to our children and to our families. We see the children coming in the dumps, waiting for the dump truck. And when the dump truck offloads the food and the leftover expired items, small children run to eat that food from a peanut butter bottle, from a jam tin. This is the difficulty which we as students, as society, have to reverse. I want to go back to where my life started in Gift of the Givers. I met a spiritual teacher on the 6th of August, 1992, on a Thursday night. At 10 p.m., he tells me in fluent Turkish, and I don't speak a word of Turkish, but I understood every single word that he said. This is spiritual. He says to me, "My son, I am not asking you. I'm instructing you to form an organization. The name in Arabic will be Waqful Waqifin. Translated, it means Gift of the Givers. You will serve all people of all races, all religions, all colors, all classes, all cultures, of any geographical location and of any political affiliation. But you will serve them unconditionally. You will expect nothing in return, not even a thank you. This is an instruction for the rest of your life. Serve people with love, kindness, compassion, and mercy. And remember, the dignity of man is foremost. So if someone is down in the ground, don't push them down further. Let's use our skill, our learning, to elevate people, to wipe the tear of a grieving child, to caress the head of an orphan, to say words of good counsel to a widow. These things are free. They don't cost anything. Feed the naked, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and provide water to the thirsty. And in everything that you do, be the best at what you do. Because you're dealing with human life, human emotion, and human dignity." The teacher went on to say, "My son, that whatever you do is done through you and not by you." Dear students, God has given you a gift. He's given you a blessing. He's given you a skill. It's not of your own accord. Don't let arrogance and ego ever get into your soul. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for your parents, your grandparents, your teachers, and your fellow students. And together hold hands and serve this country, serve our society, serve our nation, because everyone needs us. All the best in your futures, and may God bless you all.